From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the U.S. put Iran on notice at the U.N. Security Council Friday over anti-government protests in the Islamic Republic, where more than 20 people have been killed and scores arrested in the past week. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for that public session. She said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them. And it has allowed the regime to spread conflict and instability far and wide.
Demonstrators are angry about the economic situation and the government's use of resources in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen instead of at home. U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out at the media Friday as a provocative new book, Fire and Fury, by Michael Wolff, hit the stands portraying the first year of President Trump's presidency as one in shambles and him as childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. In a late Friday tweet, Mr. Trump said Michael Wolff is a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. He then said he used sloppy Steve Bannon, who once worked for Mr. Trump, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad. And now social media giant Twitter is reiterating its stance that accounts belonging to world leaders have special status, pushing back against calls from some users for the company to ban U.S. President Donald Trump. In a blog post Friday, Twitter said it would not block the accounts of world leaders, even if their statements are controversial. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is meeting with Republican lawmakers and members of his cabinet at the Camp David presidential retreat to establish the administration's 2018 legislative priorities and devise a strategy for midterm elections in November. Vice President Mike Pence and several cabinet secretaries are also attending the gathering. The president is looking for more legislative successes after the recent passing of the tax overhaul bill. Topics on the list of legislative priorities include the budget, infrastructure, immigration, welfare reform, and the midterm elections. Lawmakers, however, must work quickly to approve a funding plan by January 19th to avoid a government shutdown. President Trump posted on Twitter late Friday, "Good idea, Rand." This is in response to a tweet from Senator Rand Paul about ending aid to Pakistan. The United States said its decision to suspend military aid there will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. Heather Nauert is the U.S. State Department spokesperson.
"We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests. The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship."
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action that would serve only to undermine security, cooperation, and regional peace efforts. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of a high-level stake talk on Tuesday. VOA's Bronwyn Benito, reports.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
And observers say any dialogue between the North and South is seen as positive in improving relations on the Korean Peninsula, which would contribute to the overall stability within the region. And Malaysia has agreed to allow a U.S. firm to resume the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. As you may recall, it disappeared in March of 2014. The Malaysian Transport Minister said Saturday that Ocean Infinity, a seabed exploration company, is now doing the search on a no-fine, no-fee basis, which means the company won't be paid if it doesn't find the plane. The Boeing 777 vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, with 239 people on board, sparking one of aviation's greatest mysteries. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.